Dozens of boats from more than 40 countries are beginning to sail through international waters, making their way to Gaza. The Global Sumud Flotilla say that their aim is to, quote, break Israel's illegal blockade and open a vital humanitarian corridor for aid. There are up to 20 people from Ireland taking part. This clip begins with a young child called Fatima singing.
So Fatima is singing that song because she's making arrangements for her own funeral. She wants that song sung in the event of her death. What sort of a world have we slid into? What sort of a human hole have we found ourselves in when children, beautiful angels like that at 5 or 6 years old, are making their own funeral arrangements? And the end of that story, I'll keep it brief. 4 days ago, Fatima was killed. She was killed by the Israelis. Somebody is going to be singing that song over that child's corpse. That's why I'm at this table. And that's why the flotilla is important.
That's Liam Cunningham there. Well, Helen Lawler is from Laois. She's a nurse. She's also one of the coordinators of the movement to Gaza, one of the groups which make up the flotilla. And she's on the line now. Helen, when will your boat be setting off?
Good morning, Audrey. So I'm at a different port than Barcelona. So here in Italy, we hope to set sail probably Thursday or Friday.
What is on
weather
the,
dependent?
Weather dependent, of course. And what is on the boats that are going in the flotilla?
Well, the most important thing on the boats is we carry only humanitarian aid. All of this aid has been checked by independent humanitarian agencies. For security and also to verify it is purely humanitarian aid, medicines, food, whatever equipment we can bring. Obviously, space is limited. And civilians, the boats are full of civilians who all have a common heart and soul, and that is for humanity. And that's what this mission comes down to. We are all very frustrated that our governments, our own government and across the world, are not taking action against a literal genocide. This siege has been, this illegal siege has been on Gaza for over 18 years now. And we our aim is to break that siege, to get this aid to people who are being forcibly starved to death.
But what are you expecting, Helen? Because it is the biggest flotilla so far, I understand. But the others have been stopped, boarded by the Israeli authorities and turned back. Are you expecting the same, really?
We're very hopeful to reach Gaza. We're very, very hopeful to reach Gaza. And we've prepared for every eventuality. A lot of planning has come into this. A lot of training has taken place. Risk assessments, like, this isn't a willy-nilly group of people jumping on a few boats. This is a movement of a lot of coalitions involved, who have come together with that aim. And that is our hope, that we will break that illegal siege and reach Gaza and create a humanitarian corridor for more aid to reach Gaza. So that is our focus. That is our hope. We're obviously very aware of all the risks. Every person who is involved in this is highly aware. This is a high risk mission, but it is a mission of hope, and it's a mission of desperation, because we as civilians have been put in this position. We refuse to be complicit in a genocide. It's intolerable to watch what is happening in Gaza and what has been happening there, not just since October 7th, but for years. This is an ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people, and we are now in the final stages of a genocide that we've all watched. We have all watched, and we've looked to our governments to plead, please, don't allow this in our name. And our government hasn't acted. So we are acting, and that's why we sail.
And of course, you will know that Israel rejects those accusations of genocide and ethnic cleansing. But you have been to the West Bank before, haven't you? And you have worked with people in that region. So this is not a strange and a new place for you.
Absolutely not. I've been to the West Bank a couple of times. I've seen firsthand apartheid. I've seen where people are literally not allowed to walk on a street because they're Palestinian, not allowed to drive on a certain road, even the degrading treatment just on an everyday basis is disgusting, actually. You know, so this is, the West Bank obviously is not Gaza. This is a widespread thing in the in Palestine, and has been going on for years and years and years. So for Israel to deny that, they can't deny everything that we're seeing. This is being live streamed. They're murdering journalists to try and stop this getting out.
Helen, we'll leave it there for now, but we'll keep in touch with you and the others on the flotilla, and maybe we'll talk to you again. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Helen Lawler there from Leash, who's joining us from Italy this morning. It's 8:34.